This is Eric Nyquist, the news director with Four Corners Broadcasting, and I'm joined by the executive director of the Durango Chamber of Commerce, Jack Llewellyn. We're here to talk about a couple different things, mostly the checklist from San Juan Basin Public Health that was put out last week, and what it's going to take to open up our economy again. Jack, how you doing today?
Well, you know, like everybody else, just kind of slowly starting to emerge from my cocoon. You know, it's we've gone out a couple times to do some curbside pickup over the weekend, and you know, had our masks on and using the hand sanitizer after we're done picking things up. But yeah, we're just trying to do our due diligence and encourage everybody else to do the same, because we got one chance to get this right. So I know it's kind of feel like the Groundhog Day or the parrot saying, "Wash your hands, wear a mask. Wash your hands, wear a mask."
Yeah, right.
You know, it's what we have to do. And you know, you mentioned San Juan Basin Public Health does have their business self-certification tools for businesses to begin opening in La Plata County. You can go to sjbpublichealth.org. And I just tell, I've been telling people, when you go to their website, the easiest thing to do is just type in the search engine guidelines, and the guidelines will come up. And that's again at sjbpublichealth.org. And you can then fill this out. And certificates must be completed before May 8th if you're planning to open on that date, or before the opening date. You know, you got to get all that done. Or if you're going to open at a later date, but still, you want to get that filled out. And it's just, go through, follow the checklist, and just things to remind yourself about what you can do, what your employees can do, and what your customers should do.
And what are some of the things that are on that checklist?
You know, it's, again, it's kind of the same things that we know. Wearing the protective mask, 6-foot social distancing, workplace coordinators. So if you have somebody in your workplace, they can kind of be the, the go-to person. As businesses are starting to open, owners of businesses are so busy just trying to navigate everything, whether it's PPP funding to everything else that we're having to take on. So, designate a coordinator. Obviously, you want to have personal and frequent hand sanitizing. You want to sanitize all high-touch areas. Post signage for employees and customers. Also, you can download a sign that talks about different things that you can post in your place of business. Something else they talk about are confirming proper ventilation. So a lot of these businesses, are like our new chamber air system. We can set the air system to do bring in outside air every, 5 minutes or a half hour. So you want to be able to have the proper ventilation and exchange, air exchange. So you want to, if you can adjust that, do so. Use monitoring protocols such as taking people's temperature. Also, there's a form on the San Juan Basin Public Health website that you can fill out. So you want to take people's temperatures, ask, this is employees, temperatures, ask them how they're feeling, things of that nature, log everything. You want to, take their temperature when they arrive at work, take their temperature before they go home. So there's just a lot of new protocols and kind of the new way of doing business.
So a lot going on, a lot of things that people, that businesses want to make sure that they are doing before they open on May 8th. Any little tips for businesses that you've kind of heard to help them along the way?
Yeah, I just think, be patient. That's the biggest thing that I'm looking at, Eric. When I think of all the different things that we've been through, I've noticed a lot of tension is starting to, occur. I think it's important just to, kind of take that big, deep breath. Some people are going to require customers to wear a mask. Some places may not be so enforcing. I personally think that it's vitally important to wear a mask. And as I say to people, the mask a lot of times doesn't, you may say, well, it's not going to stop the virus. No, but it might. If I wear a mask, it protects you. If you wear a mask, it protects me. There's also on our website, and I know this information is also available at San Juan Basin Public Health. It's also at swcoda.org. But if you go to the chamber website, durangobusiness.org, and you just scroll down a little bit, and right on our homepage, there's safer at home public health orders and guidance. And that has all the information, best practices for all businesses. So this, it's there for office-based businesses. So they talk about, you know, social distancing, wiping down areas. They ask about, you know, where do you have your Clorox wipes or your bleach spray? What are the protocols, you know, for when you use the restroom? You know, do you have a hand sanitizer, you know, in the restroom? Do you have Clorox wipes or bleach that you can spray on door handles after, or the, you know, the when you flush the toilet? Things of those, you know, that you just don't think about. They have child care facilities, educational facilities, also field services and real estate, limited health care settings. So the list goes on and on with the different protocols, and each of them have their one page so you can look at it and go, oh, okay, so for, you know, personal services, what are the things that I need to know? Also, you know, if you see something, bring it to, you know, the business owner's attention. You know, just say, hey, I noticed that, you know, one of your employees weren't wearing a mask, or that they, you know, they coughed and then they reached over and touched something. One of the things I recommend, too, is if you're in business, go into a touchless payment system, you know, with Apple Pay and other things that we have nowadays and all that technology. Take advantage of that and use it, because those are things that, you know, are going to become the way of the future, so to speak. And then you might as well, you know, if you can upgrade now, that's a good time to do it.
Very good. Very good. And the chamber holds a bunch of events, and now you're holding them over Zoom and virtually. What are some of these upcoming events?
Yeah, so tomorrow, May 5th, we're going to have Tuesday Talk, Coffee at Home, instead of Coffee at Carver's, but Tuesday Talk, Coffee at Home, and you can register for that at durangobusiness.org. It's going to be virtual, and we're going to have a lot of fun with just talking about different things. Bronwyn Radcliffe, who's a naturopathic PA, she's going to be presenting and talking about the different things that she can offer and suggestions that she has for, you know, not only social distancing, but other things that she's doing. I believe, too, she's even making house calls now. So she'll come to your place if you're, you know, you don't want to venture into a medical facility. Then we have virtual training, manage your business remotely in times of uncertainty. That's on the 6th. On the 7th, the future of work is now. And then next week, remote working made easy. That's on the 12th. 14th, business strategies and tax planning for challenging times. All these new things that have occurred for the whole entire, you know, PPP and CARES Act. You got to follow and make sure that you're abiding by all the regs in order to have the loan forgiven. And then upcoming on the 19th, the science of pain, the nervous system, and the Kuwait yoga method. So that's something else. We can all practice doing yoga. The 21st, trauma is hiding in your workplace. And then the 27th, Susie Fair is doing our Lunch and Learn, and she's been doing a couple of the other series. So Laura Ritz has been helping with Durango Wordsmith. So just a lot of things coming up, obviously. One thing that we haven't really publicized yet, but soon to be announced, is on June 3rd, we are going to have a virtual Eggs and Issues, the state of the community. We'll have the county, the city, Club 20, which is the Western Slope Group, Fort Lewis College, San Juan Basin Public Health, and Mercy will all be presenting 10-minute presentations on updates on each of their organizations. This has been delayed since March 25th, so we postponed it, but we will be doing that virtually just because of the uncertainty, and I'm not sure if we're still going to have to social distance then, but we have a lot of people that are signing up for these.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's nice to hear that they're popular. Jack, that's like most of the specific questions I had, but what else do you have for us? What else can you tell us?
You know, I just think that we're looking at opening the chamber, or I want to say open the chamber, because that's misleading. We will start working back at the chamber building, I'm hoping, a week from today. You know, we've been remote working since actually March, what was it, March 18th. Seems so long ago. And so we're going to be heading back into the office. The building will not be open. We will be in the building. If you know, and I've told my staff, if you're not comfortable coming into the building, then don't. You know, we can still work remotely, but I'm going to pop in there a few times and this week just to make sure things are functioning, as they say. And then we're going to slowly, you know, start looking at how, what the new norm is. And we're all trying to navigate and discover what are some of the things that we can do that we've never thought of before. You know, that's something else. I've seen a couple new business ideas coming out of this, and even ourselves, we're starting to think differently. And okay, well, we can put this event on, but how does that look moving ahead? So a lot of entrepreneurial spirit is coming through. If you need information or you need help, I always say you want to give help or you need help. SWCODA.org, which is Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance. That is the website to go to. A lot of information. They have all the tutorials and all the sessions that we've been doing that we've recorded. They've archived on those websites, so you can go and click there. Yeah, just a lot of things that we have going on. And one thing I would like to, you know, give a shout out to Four Corners Broadcasting, along with the Business Improvement District, the Chamber, and Local First. You guys raised over $102,000 for the Share the Love campaign. That was huge for a lot of businesses, so thank you guys.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up because I forgot to ask about the Share the Love. Yeah, $102,000, that's incredible. Yeah, thanks to the Chamber and BID and Local First for being a part of that. I know us here at Four Corners at Broadcasting, we were excited to be a part of it. So certainly a great thing to do. Jack, like I said, that's all the specific questions that I had. Anything else that you had for us before we sign off real quick?
You know, I want to also thank the county commissioners. They were talking about a moratorium combined with the new land use code and rolling that out. And our Legislative Affairs Coalition, which consists of Energy Council, Home Builders Association, Durango Area Association of Realtors, and the Chamber of Commerce. And there were some others involved, but that's the Legislative Affairs Coalition. And we were tracking all of this, and we collectively submitted a letter and basically saying, you know, moratoriums can be very tough to navigate and tough on the economy in general, especially in the building industry. And we came out adamantly opposed to a moratorium right now during the COVID crisis. And I just want to thank the county commissioners for hearing that voice and the concerns of the business community and all those organizations. And they removed that from the land use code. So they're looking at how they can roll out the land use code without having to impose a moratorium. Our the recent survey the chamber did, construction industry was one of three industries that had not taken a severe impact, and they were still able to continue employment for people. So thank you to the county commissioners for hearing that voice, and we'll be posting all the results from the survey on our website.
Fantastic. Yeah, it was great to hear that they made that decision, and yeah, a lot of people believe it was the correct one. So, Jack, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate all that you're doing for the community and taking the time to talk with us.
Well, we're juggling the balls in the air, and hopefully we aren't dropping too many. So, thank you for everything you're doing.
Fantastic. For FCB Chamber Chat, I'm Eric Nyquist.